A new law has banned online ordained ministers from officiating weddings in Tennessee. Critics of the measure say it's a violation of First Amendment rights. But for another group, LGBT people in rural and suburban communities, the impact could be even greater. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
The wedding ceremony of Leslie and Andrea Isham was unique, for a lack of a better word.
We literally went in to the bar.
We paid the cover charge.
We walked through the doors and sat down and just waited for the show.
They got married in the middle of a drag show at an LGBT nightclub in Clarksville. They were with friends, drag queens, bartenders, and, of course, random people. The Galatin couple says they chose a gay club because it's a place where they feel safe and not judged.
We didn't have to worry about, you know, protesters showing up or, you know, people being like, you know, we don't want that here. And things of that nature. You know, we were surrounded by friends and surrounded by people that understand the lifestyle.
Overseeing the wedding was their friend, an internet-ordained minister. The Ishams say that friend played matchmaker and pushed for the couple to go on dates. So she was the perfect person to solemnize their vows.
Hey, what was your favorite part of the wedding day?
Her saying I do. And being able to go home and live our lives. With my best friend and just doing life with her. I knew that that's what I wanted.
But as of July 1st, hiring an internet minister to certify a wedding is prohibited. Up until now, it's been happening through a legal loophole, said Republican Representative Michael Curcio during a debate this spring in the legislature.
Right now, it is not clear under the eyes of the law whether or not those are legal marriages.
Curcio says the new law confirms that marriages officiated before July 1st by internet ministers will still be recognized. But moving forward, the state will not allow more of them to happen. Only priests, rabbis, people designated through a temple or church, and public officials will be allowed to perform weddings. In response to this law, one internet-based church is suing the state. They say the new rule violates freedom of speech and of religion. Another organization, American Marriage Ministries, has been performing mass in-person ordinations across the state.
So there's a pen, there's the application, take your time.
Louis King is the executive director of American Marriage Ministries. The Seattle-based nonprofit was founded with the sole purpose of ordaining people online. At a recent event in Clarksville, Louis and AMM facilitated over 100 in-person ordinations. King points out not everyone identifies with our religion, and online ordinations provide options. He says this also could benefit those in traditional denominations, especially groups that oppose same-sex marriage.
Even if you're, say, a mainstream evangelical Christian who's got a minister, do you want your minister performing weddings, you know, for people that don't share his values and beliefs? It just doesn't make sense for anybody.
King says the federal government has already established that states need to recognize and facilitate same-sex marriages. But in conservative towns, the options are slimmer. So this law will further dry up the pool of marriage officiants. Someone wanting to provide more spaces for LGBT members is Kesley Page, a transgender man from Bumpus Mills, a town about 30 miles west of Clarksville. He got certified at one of the in-person ordinations. He says the law's main target is the LGBT community.
There's a lot of legislation that comes in and out, definitely of Tennessee, that really limits and restricts our rights and abilities to kind of function as citizens. So to me, I saw this as just like another one.
He says as a newly ordained minister, he plans on offering his services to trans and non-binary people. Meanwhile, American Marriage Ministry says they will keep ordaining people in Tennessee. They won't do it through the internet. Instead, they'll use snail mail. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.